Hi, and welcome back. I'm Carol Flagg reporting for Healthcare Now Radio at HIM 17 in Orlando. Right now, I'm with Sean Alfreds, the CEO of Maine Health InfoNet. Sean, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How is your HIMS experience going so far?
So far, so good. I've gotten a chance to meet with a lot of great people, a lot of colleagues and vendors, so it's been really helpful for us.
So what are your impressions and takeaways this year at HIMS? Obviously, population health is on everybody's mind, as well as some other things, but pop health is certainly leading the charge.
I think you're right. I think population health is really important. I think precision medicine is a term that I'm hearing a lot. We heard it in the keynote yesterday from IBM Watson CEO, and I see that even in our own business needs. When I'm talking to organizations, that's the first thing that comes up.
Yeah. So for our listeners who may not be familiar with Health InfoNet, talk to us a little bit about what did you do?
Sure. So Health InfoNet operates and manages a statewide health information exchange in the state of Maine. So we collect and aggregate data from 37 hospitals and about 550 ambulatory practices into a single patient health record. And then we build precision analytics on top of that to support providers, care managers, Medicaid agency, public health in making decisions.
This is where the population health management really comes into play, isn't it, once the data's been gathered?
Yes.
So what is going on with you right now? What's trending? Any new products coming out? What's the latest with Health InfoNet?
So right now we're really focused on social determinants of health and broadening our perspective around the medical record to be more than just a medical record, but more the record of services that a person delivers, and how do we aggregate more data into our data set to help that person stay healthy.
And so you're talking about a particular platform.
Yep, so we're working on expanding our platform, working with our vendor Orion to implement a new type of data system that allows us to process a lot more unstructured data, but then use that in specific workflows targeted at the user.
And how does this benefit the provider?
Well, it benefits the provider in many ways. The first major benefit is getting the provider access to the right information at the right time, rather than this broad brush, here's all the information on the patient. It's going to help us to really hone down so I can get the right information, just the information that's needed for the provider in front of them at the right time. It's also going to allow us to bring more information to the table. So, for example, today, when you go to a hospital and the provider's looking up your medical record, all they're seeing is the medical activities that's happened within that hospital or health system, or if they have access to Health InfoNet, what's happened at other hospitals or health systems. What we're doing is saying we're going to bring in more information, such as transportation and housing status, so that as the person's being discharged and the planners are working with the person leaving the hospital, they understand whether or not this person has stable housing or transportation to get away from the hospital, and can coordinate with services if they're getting services to help them better get home, take care of themselves, and stay well after their visit.
So it's not just about the data.
It is not.
as so many things, right? Exactly. So HIMS this year, I think we were talking a little bit before we started here. This is your seventh HIMS, is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, I've lost count. I think I'm right about the same. How do you think this HIMS compares to, let's say, last year or the year before? I mean, we've seen this all. We've moved out of this sort of EHR adoption, meaningful use incentive, and now we really are into, okay, we've had years of collecting this data, what are we going to do with it, how are we going to get to, you know, more exchange of information, how are we going to secure it, you know, cybersecurity is obviously a big issue, and of course, you know, population health and analytics, so that's a lot.
It is a lot. What I see this year that's different than previous years. Previous years, there was so much money flowing to this industry from all the federal funds that are coming through the High Tech Act that there was a frenetic buying frenzy that was going on at HIMS. And you saw it. The number of people that were coming to these events, the number of deals that were getting cut at these events was really high. This year, we're in a transition period, whether it's politically, but it's also in what we're doing as a business. We've bought the electronic health records, so now it's about optimizing them. So I'm seeing different people here. I'm seeing different conversations happening, and it's more strategic, I think, than it is operational.
Right. We're getting down to brass tacks here.
Yes.
Yeah. Sean, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. This has been another HIMS highlight.
All right.